I'd like to see the CALGB study done in the United States in a more community, less pharmaceutical controlled environment with a blinded set of arms. And I'm hoping that...
What are the arms?
The arms are very similar to the Ivorian study in that both arms get interferon subcutaneously, very similar dosing schedule, 3 times a week. Oncologists are used to using that. And then a randomization to get either Bev or nothing. In this study, it's a cooperative group study done by CALGB with help from the other cooperative groups. And from that perspective, there's a much greater spectrum of physicians involved in giving the treatment and much less scrutinization from the clinical research organization for the company that's running the thing. So it's more of a real-world test. Ivorian endpoint overall survival with a secondary analysis for progression-free survival. The CALGB study has as its primary endpoint overall survival and was conducted at a time when I think we can get an overall survival date. And the reason that we're not seeing the data sooner is that we have to wait for the overall survival events to occur, and there will be some impact to TKI therapy for those patients that have progressed, but one would anticipate that it would be even in both arms.
It kind of sounds like maybe from purely from a quality of life point of view that maybe patients are going to be better off on Bev than either of the TKIs. Is that your take?
I think that's possible. The caveat there is that do we have a Bev versus placebo study to look at what the quality of life should be? Well, I don't know whether we need one. But what worries me is that the two studies where we've really evaluated Bev the best in this disease are with interferon. And between when we formulated the studies with what was felt to be some sort of standard of care and when we got the results, the world changed. You know, we had 3 new therapeutics licensed between the formulation of Ivorian and the presentation today by Bernard Escudier of the results. So placing it is difficult, but you may be right. Now, are we going to do a study to work this out? I think it's likely to be decided in the consultation room and clinics around the country and world rather than necessarily by any trial.